Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, this is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. It's great to have you along. You may have heard over the last few days that Revolut have been given a full UK banking licence. Now, why does that matter to us here? Well, of course, about 60% of the population, it's reckoned, have the Revolut app here, about 3 million customers. And of course, the service is regulated out of Lithuania here, which has always been a slight vulnerability for the company. But now they're increasingly filling in the holes in that regulatory wall. So it's going to mean more pressure on the traditional banks in terms of competition, as will AI also bring competition in the retail banking space. Now, here to discuss both of those developments is John Cronin, who is the founder and research analyst at SeaPoint Insights. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Amos.
It's great to have you. Listen, let's get into Revolut themselves first, and then we'll move on to AI. The getting that UK banking license, my read on that is because they've been regulated out of Lithuania and passporting into Europe, including Ireland, there's always been a weapon for the traditional banks to use to say, well, they're not regulated directly out of this market like us through the central bank and so on. A, do you think that has been a bit of a pressure point for them? And do you think getting the UK banking license, while it's not Ireland, just gives them that added sort of weight in the market with customers and a sense of reassurance?
I think, like everything in life, the answer is yes and no. Taking that first point, I do agree on the that many customers in the UK and other developed markets wouldn't necessarily associate the Lithuanian license with the strength that the UK license denotes. Not quite sure the banks domestically are contributing to that. I think that's just, you know, there's a broad awareness that they don't have. Until this point, Revolut hadn't been regulated by any developed market country or any G20 country. I think the license acquisition in the UK does constitute a seal of approval for its culture, its governance and its risk controls, and probably more importantly, in a broader model validation context. So I think there's that element as well, that it just kind of, you know, it can remove for some customers at least that question mark around the validity, as it were, of the business model.
Now, you've been teasing out the level of savings that people are making with Revolut, or the amount of money they have tied up with the service in various ways, and you've worked out that it's quite small. I mean, I think it's a few hundred euros in total. So that kind of feeds into the other point, doesn't it? Was that one of the reasons people haven't been putting as much funds their way because of the regulation issue, or is it something else entirely?
I think there are a few things going on. First of all, look, you're absolutely right. The average balance is very, very light compared to the mainstream domestic banks or other overseas banks. You know, that's roughly £400 per account. Now, it's slightly weighted down because they weren't allowed to accept deposits in the UK until they had the license there. And, you know, more than 20% or about almost 20% of their customer base is UK. But look, the long and short of it is the average balance is very low. I think that not having a license in a developed market was a contributory factor. But I think there are broader concerns that the potential customer base has had with the model, which is trust. And I do think the license helps somewhat in that respect. But, you know, Revolut has received considerable negative publicity with respect to customer service challenges and some cases of fraud, with, I guess, the BBC Panorama program in late 2024 highlighting quite a few issues in those respects. Now, it's very important to point out that the company defends itself staunchly in that respect and, you know, has made great strides, as I see it, to tidy itself up in more recent times. And I think, like, the UK was a particular example there, where they brought in the CEO Francesca Carlisi, who seems to have been instrumental in terms of acquiring that license last week, to help drive the business along in terms of getting past some of those issues.
Now, you've got you've put two pieces together, what's going on with Revolut, but then also AI more generally in an update you do to your clients and so on. And you're saying, I'm trying to summarise your own work, so stop me if I'm getting it wrong, but my sense of your argument is that with AI coming in, the traditional banks have sort of said, we're very, human-centered. You know, you get good customer service. You can go and speak to a financial advisor. You know, these are the things that mark us out from these more digital neobank platforms. We have all that. But you're saying with AI coming in, AI itself, various large language models and chatbots and so on, they will be controlling a lot of financial decisions. They can allocate people's money very quickly, you know, by the minute, by the hour, etc., into higher yielding areas and so on. So you're saying that actually being the digital space, there could even be a bigger advantage that we haven't all maybe quite covered or sort of looked at yet.
There could be. Now, I see this is very long, very much a long-term point. I think with AI, look, the primary focus, you know, amongst most industries and including banks is on cost efficiency extraction and revenue augmentation through improved customer service. One point that has been doing the rounds a little bit in the global banking sphere is, you know, what is the risk to deposits? I think that in an AI era where one can imagine that an AI agent, you know, that an individual's particular AI agent could be instructed to move deposits around from institution to institution in real time based on best rate, by way of example. Now, we're not there yet. We're nowhere near that yet. With anti-money laundering and other regulations, a key obstacle in that vein. I think this is, you know, not something that's likely to manifest in the coming years. I think Revolut's initial focus for the medium and indeed longer term will be on trying to drive primary account capture, where, you know, most customers use Revolut either for payments or certainly as a secondary account.
Okay.
What they want to do is they want to win the customer. But longer term, I think Revolut wants to move into that area.
Listen, John, I have to leave it there because I'm under time pressure. John Cronin is the founder and research analyst at Seapoint Insights. And coming up next, we'll be talking about taking your medicine.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.